Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Chart Choppers on the Chop Sports Network. I am your host, Alan Austin, and it's World Series time, baby. Yes, it is. The matchup is set. The Atlanta Braves will take on the Houston Astros. And by the time you hear this, game one will have already happened. But I'm going to take you through the people, the 10 most exciting players in this World Series matchup. So let's jump right into it. We're going to start with the game one starter. So this will either look really, really on point or really, really foolish, the fact that I have him on this list. Framber Valdez, the left-hander for the Astros. And just want to get it out of the way, I don't have a dog in the fight. I think everyone is just sick of the Astros and their previous tomfoolery, if you will, and wants to see them lose. But I'm not really a Braves fan. I think I'm rooting for Dusty Baker here. I know that's going to really upset a lot of the Yankee fans in the area. But the World Series matchup I was hoping for was Dodgers-Astros. I wanted to see that rematch. We're not getting it. We're getting the Braves, who I've seen online are pretty much America's de facto team because of the hatred of the Astros. But if the Astros are going to have a chance, it's going to be because, and again, this is, you will already know the answer to what I'm about to ask. How will Framber Valdez handle the first game? Either way, it's going to be exciting. He's a good young left-handed starter, top prospect. Let's see if he could bring it in the series. Number nine, we're sticking with the Astros. Another former top prospect who's really starting to make strides at the big league level, Kyle Tucker. In this postseason alone, he has 4 homers and 15 runs batted in. He brings a hot bat into the Fall Classic. Getting to our first Bravo, our first Brave of the list, is Ozzie Albies at number 8. The switch-hitting second baseman has yet to really make a dent in this postseason, but he's exciting nonetheless. Just a really flashy player with a lot of personality. When Ronald Acuna Jr. was in this lineup, him and Albies were a potent 1-2 punch at the top of the order. You know, it's kind of a shame that Acuna Jr. is hurt. He would be on this list probably at number 1 if he were around, but get well, Ronald Acuna. We'll see you next season. Pretty awesome, by the way, that the Braves have gotten this far without Acuna Jr., who is considered their best player, or arguably their best player. And we'll get to more reasons why later, that his absence hasn't been that dramatic. But Ozzie Albies, I've had him on my fantasy team for a couple years. I didn't have him this year. Love the player, Ozzie Albies. You won't miss him if you're watching the World Series. Number 7, we're getting to our second pitcher of the group, this one of the relief variety, Tyler Matzek of the Atlanta Braves, former first-round starting pitcher. Guy has really come on of late. He's played independent ball not a couple of years ago, but he's that guy. There's always a guy every postseason that seems to come out of nowhere and dominate and take the sport by storm. This season, it's Tyler Matzek out of the pen. You saw it in the clinching game against the Dodgers. He came in and it was his ball game. Struck out everybody, made them look foolish, took down Mookie Betts at a critical point in the 8th inning. Just phenomenal fireballer right now, taking the world by storm. And if there's a Braves home game where Matzek comes into an important moment, that crowd's going to be raucous. They are just going to be off the walls excited. So can't leave a player who brings that type of energy to the crowd off this list. Now, number 6 is another player that Yankee fans despise right now because of a couple years ago, Alex Bregman. You know, he's one of the main Astro pieces that just is just part of that scandal, part of that incident or series of incidents, if you will, with the trash can banging and the cheating. Alex Bregman is still an elite Major League Baseball player. I'll never forget this year when they visited the Yankees first time, they didn't have a crowd in 2020. Here comes Bregman to the plate for the Astros and blasts a first inning homer against the Yankees, quieting the crowd. It was pretty mic drop of a moment, and here the Astros are further in the playoffs than the Yankees. Alex Bregman's an elite talent. He is a must-watch baseball player. Number five is along the same vein of Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa. Now, as a diehard Tiger fan, I am ready for the rumors to be true that Carlos Correa will join his former manager, AJ Hinch, in the Motor City. We're not there yet. We still have a World Series to get to, and Carlos Correa is very exciting, one of the game's best young shortstops, and he's going to be a free agent, like I said. He's one of a class of five that stand out amongst the group that are going to get big dollars. He, along with Corey Seager, who we just saw in the NLCS, Javier Baez, who we just saw with a tumultuous yet productive run with the Mets, Marcus Semien, who had 40-plus homers for the Blue Jays this year, and Trevor Story, who had a down year but is still a superb major leaguer. All five of them are going to be free agents, and Correa is the one of the group playing in the World Series, ready to lead his team to the promised land once again. So, Carlos Correa, just an exciting, monumental baseball player who's in the World Series. Before we get to the top four, we're going to get a quick break, a quick message from our sponsors, so stay tuned.
What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I got a question for you. Have you ever dreamt about flipping a house or buying an investment property? I know I have. There's a reason why house flipping is out of reach for most people, and that's because of a lack of information. Flipping Made Easy is for people like you who feel drawn to the world of house flipping, but they don't have a clue as to where to start. Check out flippingmadeeasy.com. Here, you'll find comprehensive and easy to understand information about every stage of the house flipping process. You'll receive access to millions of houses ripe with flipping potential. Hundreds of expert guidance explained through research articles and easy to understand video content. And thousands of vendors for all of your house flipping needs. Subscribe to flippingmadeeasy.com and become part of the flipping community. Right now, if you use the promo code CHOP, you'll receive a free t-shirt and a 30-day, that's right, 30-day money-back guarantee. That's flippingmadeeasy.com.
We are back, and we've got four to go, and I'm going to do the honorable mentions right here, right now. The first honorable mention is a Brave starting pitcher, Ian Anderson. You've got Charlie Morton, but Ian Anderson's probably more exciting. He's younger. I'm just not sure how deep into these games he's going to go. You know, he's going to be one of their aces. And if they're going to win this series, they're going to need him to do something special. I just don't see him having that big 10 strikeout or dominate or no hit type of stuff. I think he'll be good and effective, but he just doesn't quite, you know, cut it on the excitement list right now. Charlie Morton's a veteran, not super exciting, but a great baseball player. Austin Riley, young third baseman for the Braves, finally really coming into his own. He might hit a couple bombs, but not quite the most exciting player. Obviously, he's getting an honorable mention. And Dansby Swanson is another one, honorable mention. Just good baseball players all about this series, and that's why this team, these two teams, are in the spot they're in. All right, now we get to the top four. Four and three are going to be the LCS League Championship Series MVPs. We're going to start at number four with Yordan Alvarez, a monster LCS. And this postseason, he's batting .441, just an incredible output. The reason he's four and not higher is because who knows what he's going to do in the NL Park. Are they going to start him in the outfield against the Braves? Can he start in the outfield against the Braves? We will see. But when he's in that lineup on the home for at least the home games for the Astros, look out. The guy has been mashing, and he's going to look to keep it going in the Fall Classic and really put a stamp on what's been a wonderful postseason for the young slugger. Number three will then be Eddie Rosario. Off the scrap heap, the Braves found the former twin. Designated, you know, nobody wanted him. He latched on with the Braves. And I teased before that the absence of megastar Ronald Acuna Jr. was not felt too terribly. And it's because midseason acquisitions, Eddie Rosario, Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, Adam Duvall, these guys have all picked up the slack for Acuna. They may not have the five-tool, you know, output and scouting report that Ronald Acuna has, but they're going to be special nonetheless. So they've done it, filled in for Acuna wonderfully. Eddie Rosario a 474 average, 11 RBIs so far in the postseason, had that huge eventual game winner home run in the final game against the Dodgers. He's playing lights out. Number two, fans out there are going to be so angry for this one. Jose Altuve. How can you not have Altuve on the list? The guy is, well, was a borderline future Hall of Famer, and then all the cheating scandal happened. So we will see how ultimately it winds up, but you know he's going to get the biggest of ovations at home and the loudest boos on the road. So definitely a player to watch, still a superb athlete. Just a crazy, crazy good, talented baseball player. And he's going to bring emotion. Whether you love him or hate him, he will incite a reaction. And number one is Freddie Freeman. How could it not be? The longtime Brave finally in the World Series. He's had a solid career. You know, his wife and son kind of steal the social media spotlight. Everybody loves them and their family dynamic. But here's Freddie Freeman. You know, the Braves are his team. He is the leader of this squad, and if people are rooting for the Braves, even if you're not rooting for the Braves, how can you not root for Freddie Freeman? So there you have it, folks. Quick episode today. Just wanted to get out my 10 most exciting players to watch and look forward to in the World Series. So this has been Chart Choppers on the Chop Sports Network. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, however you listen to podcasts. And as for the 10 most exciting players in the 2021 World Series, that's that. Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.